Welcome to the Soul Sounds Lighthouse, a portal of energy transmissions from spirit guides streaming light frequencies through sound. These vibrational messages get under your skin, activating your soul sounds. This podcast is channeled for the soul-led, light beings, conscious creators, intuitives, light workers, light leaders, and those remembering. You're invited to play with these sounds and expand into your true frequency. Let them flow through you and co-create with them. I'm Laís Court, associate and magic space holder for your inner light to shine through. Enjoy the experience. Welcome back to the Soul Sounds Lighthouse and welcome to the Age of Aquarius. This is the first episode of 2021, so happy 2021 if you're listening this in January. And today my guest is Stephanie Smaggio, and Stephanie is a yogi, a heartist, an artist of the heart, and a creative. She helps dreamers ground and manifest their visions through ancient and modern healing modalities and holding space for transformation. We channeled some beautiful sounds together, chanted, and she felt called to give away a scholarship for one of our listeners. So if you like what you hear, send me an audio message on IG saying why you want it, or singing, your choice, and you might win it. Nothing complicated, just a up to 1 minute message, and Stephanie will pick the one that's going to get this scholarship. So come along, chant with us, sing with us, sound your soul, and enjoy the experience. Can you love the sacred silence inside your heart? Can you stay silent and hear that sacred silent sound? Take a deep breath and listen to it. There's nothing to fear, nothing to be scared. You're never alone. Alone is just a deception disguised as one word. Because in fact, we're all one. And in that sacred silence, you can hear the sound of your soul connected to all. From your being, to my being, to all beings. Here and abroad. Do you remember how sweet was the sound when you could connect with everything around you? Do you remember how sweet it was to know you're together? You can experience it all just going back to that breath, to that center pillar of light inside your chest. We're giving you the hint to remember, because you're one of us. And just because you're in that human body, living this beautiful human experience, it doesn't make you less light than us. We salute you. We honor you. And we're here for you. To support you. Blessed you are. Together you are. Held you are. Loved you are. Love from all light beings on earth.
So beautiful. Of course. Amazing. I've been really just toying with the idea of coming home and remembering the sacred wisdom that lives within and really embodying that as much as I can and living out this spiritual journey through this human experience. The spiritual journey is when we embody our humanness and feel alive and use our voices and use our bodies. And that's when we rechannel and hear the messages that we're meant to hear. So perfect.
It's so beautiful. It's so interesting how we're so supported even when we don't think we are, and how all the synchronicities happen. I channeled this morning, and I was listening to another channeler just before this episode, because a client shared a video in her Pinterest board, actually, and I was curious to listen to it. And I was literally feeling like, oh my God, we're the same person and we're channeling the same group, because the message was so similar. And even the name that he got was one of the names that I got once, which was Zachariah. So I was like, that's might be the same.
Oh my gosh. So amazing. Actually, I just got an idea. If you don't mind, can I run and get my deck? I want to pull a card for our time together. Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. When you said Zachariah, it reminded me of all of the Ascended Masters in this Crystal Mandala deck by Alana Fairchild. This has been like such a saving grace. This year I've been really using this for more guidance and support, and just feel called to invite them in, as well as all of our spirit guides and all of our angels. Ooh, I got Daring Rebirth, and it was a goddess card. Yay!
Yes.
So beautiful. All right. So, Daring Rebirth.
Perfect card.
Fire, fire, I am.
and bright.
You are full of grace and power. We are the tidal waves. We are the current now. Together we are running wild.
We're one big wind we are. In and out our hearts.
We are light and dark. We are the storm. We are the shining seas. We are the roaring thunder.
We are our roots, we are our dreams, we are our words, we are our trees, we are whatever we speak.
Beautiful.
I never know what's coming, and so beautiful.
I am blown away. Oh my gosh.
I love it when you said we are all one. I was feeling, yes, this feels so tight.
Mm-hmm. I was singing that in the shower before we hopped on. There's a song, my dear friend down here wrote. She's a beautiful singer-songwriter, and I was like, that would be a great one to share on here. It's so beautiful. So I had that idea of we are one, and it's all about the tribe, and I love that. I feel like you're singing right to me, my ode with the fire and the ocean. That's all me and my energy, so I appreciate that. But yeah, I would love to just sing a little bit of this song that she wrote, because it's just so beautiful, and it speaks to where we are in the times and this crazy year, and just how we need to rise up together and bring everyone with us to higher the vibration and change the fabric of the universe, as Brianna Rose says.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, you want to sing that?
Sure. I'll just sing the chorus, and you can join along too if you'd like, or once you get the hang of it, it's just so beautiful. So, we are all one, 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 one. Yeah, we are all one, 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 one. And we are all love, 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 love. And we are all one, 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 one. So beautiful. Her name is Cassandra Bitterwolf, and she's just such a beautiful, conscious musician and shares so many amazing channeled messages through her music. So yeah, maybe you guys, I can connect you too.
Definitely. Is she sharing her music on like distributors and so on?
Yeah, she's doing a lot of work now. Yeah, I'll definitely connect you guys.
Love that.
Yeah. So I was feeling into that today too. And just the fact that, you know, I'm connecting with you today, like we would have never known each other if our energies and spirits didn't align. And it's just, you know, brings you to such a humble, grateful place to be among these beautiful sister goddesses.
It's really a great gathering. Like we are finding each other in any way, in any place. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. It is the mass exodus to the higher vibration.
Yes. Now that everyone listening will be able to hear your soul, what they can experience working with you?
Yes. So I have a one-on-one program and a group program, and through these programs working with me, everything that we do together is empowering you. So I am the space holder. I do a few other things, but mainly just hold space and show up in my bright and empowering way to bring out what I see in you, just to hold up the mirror. And really, it is the most rewarding to see, to have a client see themselves and see their potential as we do, as the people around them. So I, it's the best work that I could have ever asked for, and it chose me. So I am just so grateful that this is what I do.
Yeah, it's, I heard Gurujas, I have Gurujas as my teacher, long distance teacher, but talking about how special it is to hold the frequency of what's possible for someone even before they can see what's possible for them. And I feel that that's what you are doing, and I am doing in my way as well. When we're holding that, it's beautiful to see like the card that you picked, that rebirth.
Yes, it is. Yeah, they are just floating after our time working together. And it's so beautiful. And I can't even take credit because they show up and do all of the hard work. I call it hard work instead of hard, even though it is challenging to be, you know, balancing the divine feminine and masculine energies within you, creating these sacred structures. I call it Shiva activation, and you know, really putting in the time and healing work and effort to be their higher selves and collapse these timelines to get what they really want out of life and to really come home to themselves and remember their soul mission, their dharma. I teach a lot about dharma, which is your soul's mission in this life. It's so beautiful.
Is it the Stadivaya?
So that's Svadhyaya, is the self-study program. So my self-study membership is each month we dive into a new topic of self-study, which is just so fun for me to share with my students, my ladies. I call them my Yaya sisters. And it's just really cool to... I don't create the content. I just am gleaning from my journey what has worked for me and different avenues of self-discovery. So we cover all things from astrology, human design, Enneagram, and personality tests. It's all, you know, we do woo stuff. We do, I call it secular stuff or like scientific things. So it's just really cool to have this whole compilation and have these women get to know themselves from every which way, every avenue, so they can really embody who they are and have this human experience that is so unique to them.
It's so incredible. So the program that you're talking about is another one?
Svadhyaya is my group, and then my coaching is the one-on-one membership program.
Tell me a little bit more about this program.
Yeah, so this, my coaching program, I call it 333 because that numerology signifies divine creation. And that's what, exactly what we create during our time together. So it is compiled right now of three sessions. I'm working on expanding that. But the first session is called the Heart Storm. And we use cacao at every session. And the idea is with this heart storm is to drop out of the headspace and into the heart. We do a lot of our figuring out, a lot of our problem solving from the head. And now as we enter into this new age of Aquarius and new up leveling and as a globe, we're dropping into the heart space to do our business there. So this session is all in the divine feminine. So it's dreamy, it's flowy. We don't really have a plan. It's just you dreaming out loud and I'm documenting everything. Then the second session is called Shiva Activation, and we switch gears and we do all divine masculine work, and that is setting boundaries and ground rules and laying structure for this divine feminine to really be able to manifest. So I marry the two. And then the third session is called Quantum Leap, and this is where we dive into the future to your higher self and check in with them and see how your higher self, your manifested self, is where he or she is in the process of this big dream. So you can really get a tangible sense. Yeah, and it's so beautiful. And with each week I offer a Kundalini Kriya to help you really, you know, just add extra magic and emphasis and amplify your results.
I know the power. And you were saying, and I was thinking, I just told you that you have this big, expensive heart energy, and that was the beginning of all of it. It's so, the program is so you.
No, thank you. I actually, I'm feeling called to gift a package to one of our listeners because it is so powerful. And I've seen the work that that it can really do when people show up. So I would love to hold one space, kind of like a scholarship space for one of our listeners.
That would be awesome. I know that someone will greatly benefit of working with you and being in your energy and such an expansive energy will definitely amplify them as well.
Oh yeah, I like this a lot.
I know that you do the cacao ceremonies as well.
Yeah, so I just got into, I have my cacao with me today. I was just reintroduced to cacao through a sister on the island. She studied in Guatemala with her teacher, and they grow it there. It's all really small, intimate businesses that are very close to the land and really cultivate it themselves, this product. So she's sharing it with me, and now I've connected with the company. I was first introduced to cacao in Mexico about 5 years ago, and the sacred cacao ceremony, we had about 500 people, and we did a group om, a group chant of om, and I swear the planet shook. It was such a strong vibration and just presence, and I remember thinking, wow, this is really powerful stuff, really powerful spirit and energy that's happening here. And now 5 years later, here I am working more intimately with it and introducing it to other people and my clients. And it's been such a joy.
You have such an expansive heart energy that with cacao it opens even more. I can't wait for us to be able to travel again, to be able to experience that with you.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. So it shall be, or something even better. Yes, I am. I actually, one of my dreams is to go to Guatemala and really meet the people in person and see their process and how they make this cacao, and maybe take group pilgrimage trips over. So, yeah. But I'd love to have you on the island as well.
Yeah, so beautiful. Oh, thank you so much, Steph. Anything else that you would like to share in the podcast?
I would love to share another chant that is just so near and dear to my heart. I love chanting. This has come into my wheelhouse this year again. A lot of expansion and up level has happened this year, and healing modality. So this is a chant that is specifically for healing. So it's the Rama Dasa chant, yeah, which is my favorite. And I came across a version that just really explodes my heart. So I'd like to share that with you too.
Okay.
Rama Dasa Sa So hum Rama Dasa Sa Se 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 So Rama Dasa Sa Se So
So beautiful. Thank you for sharing that too. Thank you for sharing your energy and your words with us.
Thank you. This is like the best medicine I could have ever had today. Just sharing my heart and my voice and being with you, sister.
Thank you. So grateful for you.
So grateful for you. Thank you for creating this space where we can share our throat chakras wide open with safe and supported space. It's so refreshing.
So good to hear this. This is a little bit different than what I would expect of doing.
You know what? It's so different, and there's such a need for it. So keep trailblazing. You're doing great. We need your beautiful work and creativity.
Thank you. Same for you. It's truly like we are creating a new world together. And so together.
That's right. Nice. So beautiful.
The Soul Sounds Lighthouse was brought to you from sunny Brazil to reach you anywhere in the world with our light. If this podcast touched you in any way, reach out on Instagram. You can DM me or you can tag me and share the goodness. And of course, if you wish to experience your own soul sounds, message me, Soul Sound Sanctuary. These sessions are a sacred soul journey to the Temple of Ecstatic Dreams, where you can dive into the imaginal realm and express your sound current and the beauty of it. Can't wait to take you on this journey. Have a beautiful week.